Samuel L. Bronkowitz presents...
Is your website purdy?
Mind your business!
Does it work right?
Mind your business!
Can people find it?
Say it! Say it!
Mind your business!
If you answered no, or kinda, to any of these questions, you came to the right podcast, because we're going to help you mind your business. Here's your host, the lexical cognizant and SEO director guy of Mind Development and Design, Mark Boyd.
Welcome to the Mind Your Business podcast presented by the Minds at Mind Development and Design. Thank you for listening through whatever vehicle you listen to us through. Thanks for listening to us off our website at welcometomind.com. Thank you for listening to us on Stitcher. Thank you for listening to us on iTunes. Thank you for listening to us on Google Play. And thank you for following us on Pinterest and on Facebook. And as always, any questions you have regarding website function, design, development, search engine optimization, social media, blogging, whatever, please send us your questions through our website, through social media, wherever. We'll address them here on the podcast. We love getting questions from you. And this week, we're talking about how to get online reviews. And we're also talking about, I'm kind of using this as a segue into that, but we're also talking about testimonials. Testimonials. Forget about it. I know we all think in terms of testimonials, or a lot of us at least think in terms of testimonials and getting testimonials from happy clients and customers to put on our websites. But please allow me to be the first to tell you that testimonials are going out of style. They are going out of style. And I'm no fashion guru here, but in terms of this aspect of business, make no mistake, testimonials are going out of style. Now, I'm not saying to give up on them completely. It's okay to have them on your website if you really want to. But what I'm saying is don't depend on them. Don't depend on them. One word for you, jaded. Jaded. That's today's consumers. With all their access to the interwebs, today's consumers have simply learned not to put too much stock in your testimonials. After all, would you honestly publish a less than flattering testimonial on your website? No one really likes to think about that question. But it is the truth, the absolute truth, and it's being used and manipulated on sales floors. I know this because I've been there. Fortunately, that's years in my past, and it is part of the reason that I quickly became disillusioned with systematic sales and grew to both reject and detest it for the most part. I can remember being trained to respond to someone asking for a referral by saying, yes, I can give you the phone number to talk with a client as a referral. When they tell you how great we are, what do you want to do next? Testimonials are almost a joke in the sales world for this reason. Because why would you put a negative testimonial? Well, can a testimonial be negative? It's a testimonial, so no. Why would you put a negative review on your own website? Why would you refer somebody to call someone that you know is unhappy with you? It's just us here. I'm just being forthright with this. Nobody likes to think about it. It makes us uncomfortable, but it's the truth. Now, maybe you would put a negative review on your own website, and you would respond to it on your website. In that case, good for you. You are in the decided minority with regard to business integrity. Some of you may laugh at that statement, but it's true. If it weren't true, I wouldn't still have people asking me when I give SEO and internet marketing presentations that all too common question of, what should I do about negative reviews online? How can I get rid of them? Can I get rid of them? Should I respond to them? People still ask if they can get rid of negative reviews. And there are still people who don't know what to do about negative reviews. It's fear. Yes, you should respond to negative reviews. Always respond to them, even when you don't want to. If it is a negative review, that you feel is totally unfair, take the high road always, always. Lock yourself in your office, yell, scream, cuss it out, whatever you need to do there to purge your mind of your own negativity with regard to what someone fairly or unfairly said negatively about you and your company, and then address it professionally. Getting defensive is the worst thing you can possibly do. You sound like a high schooler trying to win an argument when you do that. There is very, very little in this life that I can use the word hate for and say I hate this or hate that, because hate is a very, very strong word. Fear is one of those things I make exception for. I hate fear. Fear can cause us to make bad and sometimes flat out dumb decisions. Should you respond to a negative should you respond to a negative review? Of course. What are you afraid of? Nobody is perfect. Not you, not me, not anyone. Yet we have been trained over the decades to creatively not admit fault in the business world. When you get a negative review, the important thing is that people can see that A, you took the time to respond to the complaint, and B, you are seeking to solve the problem, and you admit fault if it is a legitimate complaint. You don't have to admit fault to everything, but if it's a legitimate complaint, be honest about it. Come on. No one expects you to be perfect. People simply expect you to care enough to fix a problem if there is one. Even if the complaint is unreasonable, you can always apologize to the person for the bad experience and offer for them to contact you directly so you can rectify the situation. And some of these people are not necessarily those that you want to be on the phone with, but you got to take the high road. This is the sacrifice you make when you deal with the general public. You know, it's like Forrest Gump said, the general public is like a box of chocolates. You don't know what you're going to get. It's just how it is. When people see on the online review boards that you are responsive and you're putting forth an honest effort to address problems, those negative reviews can become positive because your humanity shows. You want to know why testimonials are becoming obsolete and out of style? There you go. People don't trust them anymore. And why should they? They can go to your Google listing, your Yelp, your Facebook, TripAdvisor, wherever you are. Whatever the resource, they can go there and find reviews that you cannot manipulate. That's why people trust reviews nowadays rather than testimonials. Yeah, I know there are some ridiculous, hysterical, ranting, unreasonable reviews out there. But believe me, most of today's consumers can see those reviews for what they are. And to the credit of Google and TripAdvisor and some others, there are efforts being made to keep those ranting, incoherent reviews off of the review boards. I mean, I'm a little biased, but I think if you can't write a complete sentence, you got no business writing a review. Sorry. I don't want to read a bunch of run-on sentences that don't make sense. Then I'm going to be critical of you and not the entity that you're criticizing, because I'm going to question your judgment. And fortunately, a lot of your potential clients and customers think the same way. We can all see it. You can see it. And by the way, if you are ever so inclined to leave a one-star or otherwise negative review, please take the time to be thoughtful and constructive when you do it. Don't attack that business. Give constructive criticism that might actually help them to improve and be better. Give the kind of negative review that you would most appreciate if someone were unhappy with your service. It's as simple as that. And now, as promised, I'm going to give you some tips on getting reviews for your company online, especially on your Google business listing. That's probably the most important one because of the fact that Google has the major share of the search engine market. And it really is an art to get these reviews, because not everybody wants to give a review. And you look at human nature. When we're unhappy with something, we're ready to tell everybody about it. When we're unhappy with something, we're ready to tell everybody about it. When we're really happy with something, unfortunately, we're not necessarily as anxious to do that. Some of us are, but in general, the general public will more likely rush to give a negative review and share that experience so nobody else has that experience, because we all like to rescue each other. The general public's more likely to jump and do that than they are to jump and share a great experience, which is a shame. But it really is an art to get these reviews. Now, given what we just discussed, you can imagine how I feel when I see article headlines online like, "Seven Secrets to Getting Positive Online Reviews." Can't stand that headline. However, there were some really good pieces of advice in the article. The headline was misleading in a way because it sounds manipulative. It was from Inc. magazine, and that headline, it makes me uneasy because it sounds manipulative, and even though I understand the purpose, it makes me cringe because I feel it still encourages that line of thought. But that being said, there were some good points in it, and a couple of the points here that I'm going to cover today came from that article, and it was me seeing that article that kind of made me decide that I wanted to address this in a podcast. So the first thing to keep in mind is the number five. Not Lou Bega Mambo number five, but simply the fact that once you get five reviews on your Google business profile, those beautiful gold stars show up, and make no mistake, they are an attention getter. Don't stop at five, but set your goal to get there first, because once you get five reviews on your Google business profile, those stars will show up and they look great. They look especially great if the other people, your competitors in the local three-pack, don't have any stars showing up. You will get extra leads out of those. Now, secondly, if you want to get reviews, respond to any that you already have. If you have reviews up there that you've not responded to, I don't care how old they are, respond to them. Positive or negative, respond. When visitors to your online profile see that you are responsive, it will be encouraging for more positive reviews because, one, they see that their confidence is well placed because you're responsive, and two, come on, we all like knowing that someone is listening, and that alone makes us feel better about that person or entity because it's legitimate. Thirdly, ask for reviews. And I know some of you, it makes some of you cringe because the response I hear most of the time is, well, how am I supposed to ask somebody, hey, will you go to Google, give me a good review? Will you go to Yelp and give me a good review? That's not what I'm saying. Ask for reviews, but don't ask for good reviews. Ask for honest reviews. Now, that makes sense for us. For some of us, and for others, well, you're going to have to learn to successfully fight against your control issues. Do not ask for good reviews. My rule of thumb is to give someone a link to where they can leave a review on Google and simply ask them, hey, would you please take a few minutes to relate your experience with us? You can word it another way if you feel more comfortable. But that's the verbiage that I personally like best because I'm not soliciting anything but an honest review. Just ask, can you relate your experience with us in a review? In addition to possibly getting a review, now come on, not everyone is necessarily going to leave a review. In addition to possibly getting a review, you are also opening a line of communication with your customer or client that allows them to let you know of any issues they may have had beforehand. Proactive, baby. Fourthly, be present and active on your social media. Engagement. We've been talking about it all year on the podcast, and I promised you at the beginning of the year that it would be a recurring theme, and it definitely has been. Not only is engagement helpful for your SEO, but that fact is secondary to the fact that engagement shows your customers, your clients, your potential clients, your audience, that you care. If you get a bad review, respond quickly and do not be defensive. Never be defensive. Always take the high road. If a review is unreasonable, most people that you would want as a customer or client will be able to see it. When your audience sees that you care and that you are responsive, you can have a connection and dialogue with them that is unlike anything that was possible in the past. If you have engagement with your audience, you're more likely to get more reviews, and you're more likely to find out about potential problems before someone chooses them as the main reason for their one-star review of your business. Kind of goes back to what I mentioned in point number three, opening that line of communication. You can find out about problems before they get to the review point. And I'm careful in saying that because I'm not presenting that from a standpoint of manipulation. I'm presenting that from the standpoint of if you have that open line of dialogue with your clients, they're going to feel more comfortable letting you know when there's a problem because they see that you're responsive. And then when you're responsive, what could have been a problem that could have turned into a one-star review could actually wind up being a four or five-star review for your business because of how you addressed it. Engagement presents a more personal connection with your business, with your business and of everything that we've discussed here today. It's probably the most rewarding part of this whole review cycle. Some people will tell you that it is still a numbers game, and in many ways that is true. The more reviews you get, the greater possibility that a bad review will come down the pike. Of course, the greater possibility you'll get more good reviews too. But the more reviews you get, the greater the possibility that you will get a bad review in the mix and you'll have to address it. However, I discourage looking at it as a numbers game simply because I believe that encourages the wrong mentality and thought processes. Engagement is my favorite factor here because it truly allows a connection with your audience that truly allows you to be proactive. Like I said just a couple minutes ago, what might have been a negative review that you had to respond to can become a legitimate positive review that you simply leave a thank you reply to because you created engagement that allowed that customer or client to feel confident approaching you about a problem, however big or small. And sometimes the problems that lead to one-star reviews in the big picture, the grand scheme of things, if you will, they weren't huge problems. By addressing that problem, they know that you care and their sentiment becomes legitimately positive. At the end of the day, it really is easy to say bad things and leave a bad review about an entity that you believe does not care and that you feel no human connection to. It's easy to look at them as a bunch of jerks who don't care because you can't see their face. You can't hear their voice. You don't know that there's a heartbeat there. You have no indication that they care. You just know that they got your money and you're not satisfied. It's really easy to leave a bad review about an entity that, as far as you're concerned, has no humanity attached to it. Once humanity is attached to your business entity, potential clients and customers simply must view you the way they view themselves and what they do. Human beings who are trying their best and trying to help. Yeah, you're trying to make a living too, but you're trying your best and trying to help. That is, after all, what business is supposed to be. People helping people. Thank you for listening to the Mind Your Business podcast presented by the minds at Mind Development and Design. Thanks for listening to us through our website, on Stitcher, on iTunes, Google Play. Thank you for following us on Pinterest and Facebook. And thank you for sending in your questions. We've gotten a lot of questions regarding reviews in different presentations that I've done and conversations with clients. And I just felt like it was something that we needed to address this week. I hope you found this to be very helpful. And we look forward to seeing you next time. Cheers.
From the minds at Mind Development and Design, thank you for joining us today. Until next week, make sure you mind your business.
The Samuel L. Bronkowitz production.